beginning this Friday, we're going to have a kickoff. And this is a good way to bring the community, the students, their families, faculty and staff, and help us kick off the National Hispanic Heritage Month. We're going to have food. We're going to have folkloric dancers from Colombia as well. As you probably know, here at NKU, we have a Latin jazz ensemble that are going to be providing the entertainment.
Hispanic Heritage Month runs from September 15th to October 15th.
Yes.
Is there any significance to the choice of those dates?
Yeah, that's, you know what, no one has ever asked me that question. I think it was under Reagan, the Reagan administration, that this whole thing started. But I believe back then it began with a week long instead of a month long. And to be honest with you, I think instead of a month long, we should be celebrating all year round.
Your keynote speaker this year is Mariela DeBa. What message will she be bringing to the celebration?
Her message is to encourage Latinos to consider and preparing themselves to go to college, first of all. And then once they complete college, being able to successfully enter the workforce. One of the things that she also does is she has lectures about empowering Latino women by wearing, I believe, on a Tuesday, red shoes, you know. And I guess for guys like us, if we want to support those efforts, which we strongly do, we need to go and support, wear a red tie and a red socks.
I'm glad you didn't ask me to wear red shoes. One of the things that she stresses in her books is visibility and how to attract the right opportunities.
Right.
Is it more difficult to stand out in college these days for Hispanic students?
Well, you know, it's I think so. You know, Latino students have many barriers, and oftentimes they have to go and overcome, whether it will be family, they're the first ones to go to college, financial aid. And then once you enter the universities, then what? Do they have services that cater to Latinos? But I think all these challenges, Matt, I see them as challenges. And also, too, you need to look at them as opportunities more than challenges.
You've got events planned throughout the next 4 weeks.
Yes.
Tell me about the highlights.
Well, you know, as you mentioned, you know, Mariela lecture. We're going to have a breakfast earlier that day when she comes on the 19th. And then we're going to have a book signing, follow-up with a lecture. But also, too, something new that we have this year is a 3v3 soccer tournament. We have a Mexican film series. We're coordinating that with the Mexican consulate. Also, something new that we're doing this year is we're having a Mexican art exhibition. So we do have quite a bit of events.
And these events go all the way through October 15th.
Yes.
You can find out how to get more information and a schedule of events for Hispanic Heritage Month here at NKU on our website at wnku.org under local news. Leo Calderon, thank you.
It's my pleasure, Matt. Thanks for having me again.